Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on November 10th, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. Despite agreeing to civil peace bonds, preventing them from practicing law anywhere in the country for the next 3 years, one expert says that John Carpe and Jay Cameron will likely continue to face disciplinary actions. The duo, who are both Alberta-based lawyers, made headlines across Canada after being charged in Manitoba with intimidation of a justice system participant and obstructing justice after the province's chief justice found himself under surveillance. The picture show isn't over. There's still possible discipline to come from the Law Society of Alberta, says Winnipeg-based William Haight, a lawyer whose practice involves professional regulatory law, including acting for regulators or serving as counsel to discipline panels. We don't know for certain that there is one, but one would expect there would be, he said. The reason is because the Law Society of Alberta needs to govern its members in the interest of the public. My experience is that if you have a sister or brother regulatory body that administers a sanction against one of your members, that regulatory body will take that seriously and will investigate it and will determine what, if anything more, needs to occur. A Quebec court has proposed a new test for determining the existence of an Aboriginal right based on whether the right was protected in the traditional legal system of the Indigenous peoples claiming the right. Caroline Briand, partner in the litigation group at Longwar Lawyers, says that the case deals with the essential issues in Aboriginal law in 2023, including Indigenous peoples' rights to self-determination.
It's really a reset moment for how we construe Aboriginal rights and how we approach a conversation about reconciliation and what it means to be a people.
In a 6-1 ruling, the Supreme Court of Canada has confirmed that mandatory minimum sentences for child luring are unconstitutional, finding that their application to reasonable foreseeable scenarios would be disproportionate. The decision involved two Quebec cases, both dealt with the same section of the criminal code, which makes it an offence for an adult to use telecommunication to communicate with a child for the purpose of committing a crime, such as sexual exploitation, sexual assault, incest, and child pornography. After litigating for over 22 years at the Department of Justice Canada, Angela Marinos made the decision to pivot to a new role as Chief General Counsel at the Raoul Wallenberg Centre for Human Rights, a charity organisation with a broad mandate to advocate for justice domestically and internationally.
So I would sort of think to myself, what's going to give me a sense of purpose for the next chapter of my career? And I kind of went back to basics and thought about, well, why did I go to law school in the first place? What did I love about law school? And one of those highlights was doing all this human rights work. And the other factor was, after so many years at the DOJ, it felt like I had hit the ceiling. Mm-hmm. I was in a super privileged position as general counsel leading really interesting cases. But, at the end of the day, I thought to myself, do I need to do another judicial review? Do I need to do another appeal? It felt a bit like been there, done that. And I wanted something where I felt that I could use my advocacy skills in a different way. If you asked my unsolicited advice, for people who are kind of in my position, kind of thinking about, what do I really want to do, in my next step, I would just say, be open to opportunities, embrace serendipity, be the driver of your career, and follow your dream.
The Ontario provincial government is considering banning non-disclosure agreements in cases of workplace sexual harassment, misconduct or violence. That message was delivered during a press conference that saw the Minister of Labour, Immigration, Training and Skills Development, David Piccini, also make announcements about salary ranges being required in job ads and disclosure about the use of AI in the recruitment process. It's all part of the Ontario government's 2023 version of the Working for Workers Acts, which it expects to introduce in the coming days. While the government has more solid plans regarding the other announcements, it's seeking input on what to do about NDAs in the form of consultations. But despite seeking input, the minister seems clear on his intentions. The Canadian Bar Association has indicated its support for doing away with these NDAs. In February, at the annual general meeting, members passed a resolution regarding NDAs that would discourage their use to silence victims and whistleblowers who report experiences of abuse, discrimination, and harassment in Canada. By adopting that stance, the association also committed itself to lobbying governments to restrict the use of NDAs in these circumstances. The global law firm Clyde & Co. is raising funds and awareness for men's health through the moustache-growing Movember fundraiser. However, this year, they've decided to add mental health to the agenda. Denny Michelson, a paralegal and researcher at the firm, explains how a recent survey about mental health in the legal profession inspired him to raise awareness of this issue.
The most shocking thing, though, I found in the study was that where certain people recognize that they indeed need professional help, that almost half of them, even at that point where they reach that point saying, I need professional help, they do not seek the professional help.
Carolina Gordon, the leader of the firm's global management board, who's also based in Montreal, spoke about what legal leaders can do about mental health.
I think we need to talk about this. We need to remove the stigma from mental health issues and talk about how people are doing. We live in a very high-performance world, particularly lawyers. If you expect that level of performance from yourself, you have to expect on the other side that there may be times where you can't do that, or where you're struggling with it, or where you need some support.
You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes. And to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favorite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.